Let's go back in time to 1932 as Converse brings you historic footage of the legendary original Celtics with whom all great professional teams are compared.
We have now taken over your radio.
Richie Guerin is about to show you the most important step in getting past a man. It's the first one.
And Oscar will inbound it. The men in green, the Milwaukee Bucks, that's Al Cinder against Bellamy.
Person has Jordan. Allen shakes free. Gets two!
Gilmore on
a big stop!
Oh,
brother!
Lead Toledo, Artis. You get 21.
4:28 to go in the first quarter for the Cal Palace. Here's Barry.
Hello, and welcome back to the Over and Back Classic NBA podcast. I am Jason Mann, and with me as usual is Rich Craich. Rich, great to be back with you.
Absolutely. This will be a fun one.
Yeah, we are... Well, what are the not fun ones, Rich? I don't know, maybe a couple of the early episodes.
Yeah, those were pretty terrible. And then anyone where the guy dies, too, that's not...
Yeah, that's true. But, that's, you know...
I mean, not fun. They're interesting, but not, you know.
I guess.
This one is generally fun, you know, generally real fun.
Sure. So we...
Because that's my favorite episode we ever did, is this the other one that related to what we're going to talk about here. This, like, it was like an underdeveloped, like, people didn't really get that into it. And I was like, man, I always tell people, you got to listen to that one. That one's so cool. Like, the subject might not seem cool at first, but man, you got to listen to it. And I think this is going to be... This one, I think, is going to go much better, though. But I think people will listen, and it'll be just as entertaining.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, we're a little bit of a bigger hit now than we were at that point. So.
Exactly.
So we are talking about we're going to do two shows. This one is going to be the best or our favorite uniforms of all time for each team, and then we're going to pick the worst of that selection. That's going to be a second show that will appear in about a week after this. So we're starting with the best, and you know, I don't know if you have any strong criteria. I mean, this is obviously just mostly just personal preference. We'll of course explain what we like about it and maybe talk a little bit about the history of some of the uniforms, but other than that, just really going to be about what pleases our eyes.
Yeah, and I think that's really it. It's a lot of that, of like what sort of, it's just kind of look, you know. I go through and immediately something hits me. It either goes, yeah, I like this one. Yeah, I don't like that one. There's certain things that you're going to pick up on, and I'm sure you'll be the same with you, the things that traits that I enjoy and things that I really do like and colors that I like and schemes and stuff. But I tried to sort of look at it neutral, not look at the colors as much, because sometimes, you know, basic team colors, they can't really control all that much, but altering away from what your logo colors are, or maybe going too insane, or just, you know, there's little aspects of that, but you'll see as we go on, things that we like, you know, stripes, no stripes, you know, lines, no lines. So we'll talk about it, but you can kind of see, I think it's I do it basically case by case, but there are situations too where you can kind of pick up on trends that I really enjoy.
Sure. So we decided we picked them in order of oldest franchise to newest franchise. So we begin with the Detroit Pistons, whose roots date back the furthest in NBA history, back to the old NBL in the late 30s. So they go first. My choice was their 1982 to 1996 home uniforms. I just really like the, you know, they have great colors, really simple lines. I like the script on the front, the way the blue-white balance is excellent. Both I picked the home, but both the home and the road uniforms are just excellent. And then, of course, they replaced it for a few years with one of the worst uniforms ever, and then went back to a similar look today. I don't think it's quite as good today, but it's, you know it's 90% of it or so. So it's certainly good enough.
Yeah, it's a little too modernized when it doesn't have to be. You know, it's kind of a slick, you know, it's got like a sleek sort of lettering and that sort of stuff. Whereas this was very, you know, what you consider kind of conservative lettering in a lot of ways. But it's those are very good. Yeah, I like those. Are probably my second one. The one that I picked is actually one that I, you know, I'd seen a little bit, but I did a little bit more looking and digging at uniforms here. And I really enjoyed this one. This is the 75 to 78 home unis. And just for people that know, we're going to have a video accompaniment as well. If you're like, I don't know what the hell these guys are talking about. Like, what jerseys are they talking about? We're going to have like a YouTube video or some sort of video that you can sort of follow along and see what we're talking about
yeah.
as we do it. But these ones, similar to the ones that you picked. There's a little bit of differences. I like a lot of like the stripe down the sides. I actually really, really enjoy that for this. It looks really good too if you see it in person as well, or at least on a guy. I like the outline too of the Pistons as well. It's kind of like a deep blue with a nice little kind of red outline as well. But I really just like the stripes, even the short stripes, I like a lot. And it just looks really good on players too. And it sort of fits the era as well, which, 75, 78, you can assume that, you know, teams would have very out there, you know, uniforms. We'll talk about a lot of those as we go on. But this one is one that I think is conservative enough. But I think the two we picked are probably be my one and two, because yours would definitely be second for me. But I really like these ones.
Yeah, yours are strong as well. I don't like the lettering as much as you do. But it's very close. Obviously they're similar looking. So next is the Sacramento Kings franchise, who also used to be the Cincinnati Royals. And my choice for them is the 1964 to 1971 blue Cincinnati Royals uniforms that have the white lettering. The Royals goes down vertically with two red stripes. And this is actually one of my like three or four favorite jerseys ever. Like, I just think that these are like really fantastic looking, like different from, you know, almost anything that's typically out there. Like, if you haven't seen these, like Oklahoma City has had like alternates that are similar to this that look nowhere near as good, but they are a similar color and they do have like mm-hmm. the, you know, they do have thunder running down the side. They basically ripped it off, but didn't take like, you know, the best elements of it. I mean, they ripped it off in a haphazard way and it doesn't look nearly as good, but these to me are just
that sounds like thunder uniforms in general.
Yeah, so. Right. Exactly. Yes. These are just really, I just both like classic, but sleek, you know, like they're inventive and interesting and different, but like still like feel very like, I don't know, just feel very classic.
Yeah, my pick was one, and my pick are the 95 to 2002 homes, which kind of for some people are like kind of the classic, you know, Sacramento Kings, you know, the most of the Weber years, the Jason Williams years or whatever. Now, these jerseys, I'll admit, they're not like aesthetically the best or whatever. Like, I don't think I would have, you know, in any other, striking out of. My reason for picking them a little bit is that I sort of have, and that's something that has come up as well, is that when you have sort of like warm feelings about a team or a jersey or whatever, I tend to grade it a little bit better. I don't know about you. And this is one that I look at and I just think, yeah, you know what? I really like this Kings team. I like this era. I thought it fit well for the 90s and all that sort of stuff. You know, the coloring is a little weird. It's that like deep royal purple or whatever. And the naming is a little odd too. It's, you know, the giant K and the giant S and the stuff in between. But I there's just something about these jerseys I really like. And I just get kind of warm fuzzy feelings when I think about them. But yeah, no, they were, I feel like a pretty easy pick for me, even though I think they've had some okay ones throughout the years. But there was just something about these that I said, yeah, I gotta pick these. And I really like the purple. I think I like the purple, I like the white, I like the contrast of that, and I like the little bit of silver in there as well. But the lettering is a little odd, especially on the front, but by and large I really do like these.
Yeah, I also like the late 80s ones a lot, that like the light blue with the the name on the back underneath the number. I think, and I really like the way the Kings script looks on there. It's just very curvy and very,
the script is very nice. Yeah, yeah, I wish they would have kept that probably a little bit longer, but I understand in the 90s, you know, that's not radical enough to have
sure.
Cursive and, you know,
I mean, I don't love the ones that you picked just from aesthetic point of view, but I recognize like they kind of led them into a new era, and I get the feelings from that, and I get that pick certainly on that level, and they're, you know, an interesting design. They kind of make the best use of what they have for that, so I think yeah. It worked pretty well.
Given what else was going on in the 90s, I think they're pretty good. So that's,
yes, for sure. So next is the Boston Celtics. And, you know, obviously the Celtics have basically had the same uniforms almost since the beginning of their existence in 1947, with a few differences. I sort of like it was definitely in Russell's era and lasted until at least the late Bird era, where like the sleeves are a little bit lower, and it feels like the at least certainly in Russell's era, the script on the front, on the chest, is sort of like a little bit wider, a little bit more spaced out, a little bit like kind of like the Raptors are now. I sort of like that look better than their 80s look, although, you know, it's very close and you could really just basically pick, you know, anything from any era. They're regular whites or, you know, or green uniforms, and it's all obviously relatively close.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, I picked it. Like you said, it's really hard to pick, you know, the because a lot of them are very similar. And I think a lot of people are going to have the same best. It's just sort of like the whites with, you know, I picked the 2006, 2014 homes. And I think, like, again, like there's very minor differences here. One of the big ones you have. sorry about that. You have the Shamrock on the back. You have the player name in block letters right underneath it as well, which I think is an important thing.
Yeah, I actually kind of like without the player name, but I get why, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I like both. I like the aesthetics of both. I sometimes enjoy them, but I really like the Shamrock there as well. I think it's a cool
little, like the Shamrock, you know,
a little nod there. And they have a Shamrock on the shorts as well. I guess we should also mention shorts as well, which is actually a pretty big part of this as well. But yeah, I like that they sort of have the nod to the Shamrocks there. And I just thought, yeah, like you said, there's really, I don't know if there's a totally wrong answer for any of these, but yeah, that'd be my pick, is that one. But like I said, I it's really gonna be hard to pick one that's, you know, of those homes. I mean, that's, everyone's going to pick one of the homes, I think. I doubt anyone's picking, you know, anything else, because there's really not much else to choose from. Yeah, so,
for sure. So next we have the Philadelphia 76ers, also formerly the Syracuse Nationals. And my pick is their 1977 road uniforms, which were blue, and they had white piping on the sides with red stars. They're fairly similar to the recent ones that they just debuted this year. And the Sixers have had a lot of incarnations of uniforms. In fact, from 76 through 79, they had different uniforms every year. Before they kind of settled into their classic, the 80s, you know, uniform, Dr. J ones that, you know, he wore for most of, you know, the rest of his career, and the kind of the best known teams from that era are. But I just thought I like the stars on the side so much, and the colors look really good. And the outline of the six in the red outline of the white in the numbering for Julius Erving or anybody, obviously, but I'm looking at Erving's jersey right now, so that's the one I'm thinking of. I just really like the collar and the sleeves. It's just all, it's just a very gorgeous looking uniform.
Yeah, I agree. I love yours as well. The one that I picked was the 95-97 homes, which you might remember as the early kind of Allen Iverson uniforms. And I really like these because I think I love the red, white, and blue is very strong in this one, which I think is important for the Sixers. I think it's always very, very good, or it's one of their best attributes, is that red, white, and blue color scheme, which is what made it so awful when, you know, the next year after these, they went, you know, black, gold, and whatever the red or whatever the hell those abortions were. And then you had the blue one too. Remember that blue alternate uniform that they, it's just like, just the word. And the logo was terrible, but this one I really enjoy. I just think I like the color scheme. I like the little bit of the sleeves underneath the sleeves. You have a little bit of like kind of a like a triangular stripe. It's not a full stripe, but sort of a smaller one. Then a stripe on the shorts as well. And then the old school 76ers logo is on the shorts as well. And you know, they have Sixers in the big black letters on the front. That is kind of give or take. I'm not in love with that, but I like the old school Sixers logo on the shorts, and I like the back as well, and the numbering and all that sort of stuff. But I just really like these. I just think they were one of the strongest to show off their color scheme of the red, white, and blue. And that's the 95-97 home uniforms, I should state as well. But I really do like those. And it sucks that they, you know, so quickly went to the other ones. And I just really hate those other ones. Like some of my least favorite jerseys ever are those, you know, the afterwards. And I remember even at the time I hated those too. Like my buddies all had Iverson jerseys and I was like, nope, not going to buy those. Like they're just, I hated that logo. I hated everything about the color scheme. Just, ugh,
yeah. God. I mean, I will, in a slight defense of it, I do think it kind of fit the era a little bit. Well, like I don't like the design elements of it, but I get that it was sort of like, it's hard to imagine Iverson being in that Sixers, in a regular Sixers uniform his entire career. Like it just,
sure, I get
it
that.
Sort of delineates that era. I don't like those uniforms particularly either. You know, their more recent uniforms have been really good. I mean, they've honestly had like a pretty good history of uniforms altogether, other than the kind of the Iverson years and then the early 90s when they had that, which we'll talk about later, when they had that wave, the crazy early 90s, like, you know, the stars just coming up on a wave from nowhere.
I think we're going to talk about that on our next
I believe
podcast.
So, yes. But so that, you know, there's a lot to choose from, but yeah, I think you pick some good ones. So And another another franchise with a pretty consistent classic look forever is the New York Knicks. I picked their 1970 to 1978 road uniforms, which are not much different from their classic uniforms, including the ones they have today. You know, they're, you know, I like the I mean, just it's like just simple, classic outline. The colors match very well. You know, there isn't much adding to it that creates any, you know, busyness or anything. It's just a it's simple. And like I said, it's they're very similar to the uniforms they are wearing now. And they've had, again, for the last couple years without like any, you know, unnecessary black piping or anything like that. You know, it's very sleek and has stood the test of time for sure.
Yeah, I think it's hard to go real wrong with anything from maybe like the 70s to maybe the 80s of the Knicks. It's just a very consistent jersey. I mean, they got a little weird in the 80s there, and of course the late 90s right. They got a little weird as well. But for by and large, it's sort of what you would assume is the classic New York one. Similar to that, the one that I really liked was the 79 road uniforms. And the big reason why, you know, the tops are pretty much the same, but I really like they have an Apple logo on the shorts, which I didn't think I would like. And then I sort of looked at it and I said, you know what, I kind of like the Apple look. I like the, you know, the integration of the Big Apple in there. So it's basically like, it's the Apple logo and then like the New York Knicks or the New York Yankees logo, which the New York Knicks use as well. The sort of the N inside the Y, or the Y inside the N rather, whichever way you want to do it, inside the Apple, which I thought was kind of cool. And I like them just kind of being on the shorts as well. They're very, you know, minor element amongst the shorts, but I thought it kind of fit pretty well. But it's hard to go wrong with a lot of the sort of what you would assume the classic New York Knicks uniforms are. So
yeah, I like that logo too. I don't like it as much on the shorts itself, but I do like that logo a lot. And And yeah, you could also you could pick like the late 80s ones that have that, you know, the regular New York Knicks logo. You know, when they went to the early 90s and they have kind of like a more generic, like boring primary logo with like being on top of like a basketball. And their logos since then have not stood out. But yeah, that Big Apple logo is a neat one. So that was a good pick. So next we have the Golden State Warriors, also played in San Francisco, of course, and Philadelphia back in the 50s and early 60s. My favorite, it's considered one of the great uniforms of all time, the city uniforms from 1966 to 1971, with the circle bridge in the front, and in the back the picture of the train car. Their current uniforms are somewhat modeled on this and are pretty good, although I think they have they're a little bit too busy, like a little bit too much white going on in those. But these are really classic. You know, a lot of people kind of consider these, you know, among the best uniforms of all time. And I have a hard time disagreeing.
Yeah, it's so like San Francisco with those, which is cool. I mean, I like that attribute as well, that you really hit hard of where you are, where you're from, and all the stuff that sort of makes it, you know, so or whatever. You know, obviously you have the bridge in there, you have the streetcars, everything really fits real well with those. And yeah, I really do like their current ones, even though I agree with you, there's maybe a little bit too much white. But I love the what we consider the C logo with the bridge or whatever. I just think that's a great, great logo. And I'm so glad they went back to it, because it's such a good classic look for them.
Yeah, yeah.
My best 90 to 97. I had the home uniforms. These ones, again, you know, the ones that you picked, I probably would pick, but you know, it's not cool if we, you know, pick the same ones every single time. So it's kind of a tie or maybe a 1A, 1B of these. I really like these uniforms. I just think they're super classic. You know, the color scheme I enjoy as well. It's very, you know, heavy on the blue and the yellow. It's just simple. And I like that with a lot of my uniforms. You know, I got the Warriors, you know, on the front kind of slanted up, which I thought was a pretty cool look as well. And just the little Golden State logo on the bottom as well, just the, you know, the basketball with the state outline there and the star in it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good, you know, classic sort of uniform. It really fit for the time. And of course, the late 90s, they went insane and did something we'll talk about here in a little bit. But by and large, I really, really like these. I just think they're very classic, very good for the color scheme. Just really enjoy these ones.
Yeah, it's a nice look. And they did it, you know, kind of in a time when jerseys got sort of busy and started little bit kind of crazy. It was actually a pretty simple, fun look. And then in the late 90s, they went nuts with everybody else. But,
yes.
but for a while,
they caught up. They caught up quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. And you know, even though that era didn't last very long, you know, it kind of fits that Run TMC era, you know.
Yeah, well. Absolutely. And, it's, again, you talk about the warm fuzzies again. You know, I just, every time I see that, I just see Chris Mullin and Tim Hardaway or whatever. And that's cool. But I thought they looked great in them. I thought they're just really, really nice uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah. So next we have the Los Angeles Lakers, who, of course, also played in Minneapolis. And my favorites are the 1979 to 1999 home uniforms, the gold uniforms. They were in very similar uniforms for like the 15 years before this. The big difference being that the Lakers now script was now centered instead of being angled. But I like the look of that. I like the outline on the numbering, even though like I wouldn't necessarily normally be a fan of that. It I think it works well for here, and a lot of that is probably fuzzy memories of me being a Kareem and a Magic and Lakers fan in the 80s. So I copped to that for sure. But you know, it's kind of like one of the first teams I think of when I think of basketball, and so I think that's definitely a defining notion for me. But you know, it looks good to my eye, and I defend it.
All right, you're going to hate mine as well,
yeah,
everybody.
I know.
I like the white ones.
Yeah.
Those white alternate uniforms, the Sunday logo. For me, the biggest thing is I don't like the yellow. I never liked it. Even as a kid, I was always just like, why is that team wearing yellow? It's like, it's too much for me. And I get why a lot of people love it. If you're a Lakers fan or whatever, I'm sure it's, again, we talk about that warm fuzzies. If you grew up and you're thinking of Magic and that sort of stuff, yeah, I get it. That would be a great. But for me, like the yellow just does, it's just too much on my eyes. I just can't take it. So I like the whites because I think it's a nice contrast. You still get the yellow in there. You still get the purple. You still get the feel that, hey, this is the Lakers. But I enjoy the white. I think it reduces it a little bit. It makes my, you know, it's better for my eyes at least. But I get that. Yeah, everyone's going to hate me for that one. But
yeah,
but I like the white ones. I don't know. It's just something I've always enjoyed those.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I would like them a lot better if they didn't have the yellow stripes, the piping on the side.
You think? Okay, I like the pipe because I think you kind of need that to be.
No,
Lakers,
I don't. Yeah, if they just had like a little bit of like a yellow line or yellow accent, that would be fine with me. But I just don't like the. I just don't care for like big stripes like that, big piping like that in general. So that's it doesn't do much for me. If it were a little bit more streamlined, I would kind of be more in favor of it as an alternate. But I mean, it's not terrible, but it's just not like definitely not my favorite. The other ones I would cape for is the blue Minneapolis. That's like the MPLS ones that, you know, like in gold letter.
Yeah.
Those are really nice. And when they did after Flip Saunders died and they had a Lakers Lakers Timberwolves game. They had they had Flip, designed in the old, you know, Lakers like uniform. Like they had those shirts that had like his name on it and they had that design. I thought that was just really awesome and really well done. You know, just really nice little way to acknowledge the history of both franchises and to honor Flip and to do it in just a cool way. Obviously a very small way and did other things too, but that was neat. So next we have my favorite team, the Atlanta Hawks, and my choice is their 1983 to 1992 road red uniforms. Of course, famously the Atlanta Hawk Pac-Man logo, which of course they brought back a couple years ago, and they have the slanted numbers and the slanted white lines with the Hawks in the front and the player's name in the back, of course, and similar pattern in the shorts. And just, I don't know, there's a sleekness to these that are great. I honestly think they never should have gone away from these, especially to some of the uniforms they had later. I mean, this was...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like even if you didn't want to keep these, at least some elements of these, like these are your classic ones. And these are ones that you should have just, they should have realized, hey, look, this is just a great, because I think it signifies Atlanta more than any other uniform that they've ever had or ever probably will have.
And maybe, you know, I could see in 92 maybe feeling they were a little dated. And obviously everyone kind of needed...
Well, and you can update them. I think there was ways to update them as opposed to just completely going in the opposite, like just saying, hey, we're gonna have nothing that looks anything like what we had before.
Yeah, I mean, they did
happen pretty rapidly.
They did try to update them and those ended up being like pretty disastrous. They only had them for a couple
years. And then it just never got and then it was just off the rails for a while.
So I you know, you can't can't really, I guess the NBA doesn't allow you to sort of recreate uniforms anymore. I mean, you can't just go back to the old uniforms if you make a design based on one. It has to kind of be a new thing. But I'm okay with their redesign of this year, but I would have, I definitely would prefer a, you know, I definitely would prefer something that would have been inspired by the 80s uniforms if possible. So, but obviously they went a different direction, and I get, you know, maybe I'm not the person. Marketing, so, yeah. And that's okay, you know.
You don't know what the kids want. The kids want neon, so
yeah. I mean, that's fine. You know, I've grown to be okay with the neon, so we'll see.
There's a few of the new neons that I hate, like the ones that they're wearing. Like I'm watching the game now, and they're wearing sort of like the dark gray ones or whatever. Those are I don't mind, but there's like the offset ones, or like the shorts are different than those are. There's some real bad ones in this crop too, but some are okay.
Yeah.
And that's why mine are so mad. I love the 2015 homes. I just love the last year's uniform. I thought it was perfect blend of a lot of what Atlanta had done, you know, prior, and then kind of got all the worst elements out of there and then brought the Pac-Man logo back, put them on the shorts. I just thought just a really good logo. I thought the naming was good. I liked the little stripe designs on the sides as well. I just thought it was a really good classic logo. It sort of tied in a little bit of their classic with a little bit of what they had done recently, and I said, hey, good, these are gonna built to last. And no, never mind.
Yeah,
but I get why they sort of moved on from these. They're kind of boring in a sense, but I like boring a lot of times, so
yeah, they, I enjoy they look fine. I mean, I was fine. These were sort of a nice update from the, you know, the prior four or five seasons. After, you know, they got that design, I think it was in 08, so I guess more seasons than that, but I think a change was good, and I'm fine with what they ended up doing. And these are perfectly fine, but they don't scream like Atlanta to me, I guess. So I'm glad they're
boring.
In a different direction.
I'll admit they're a little
they're boring. I was gonna try to, I was thinking there's a better word, but I think boring is
no, they're boring.
Yeah, they're in the Hawks for much of that time were kind of boring, so I guess that's that sort of fits. Now I think they're a little more interesting in terms of a style, and they're more fun to watch, so it's good times. So next we have the Baltimore/Washington Bullets/Wizards, and my choice is the classic 1974 to 1987. I feel like I'm using the word classic a lot, but that's okay. The red, white, and striped uniforms, the blue shorts with white stripes, red numbers on the front, and Bullets across the top on white. The Bullets being fairly small and being a lowercase b. I just think it's a neat looking style. I guess I like even though I'm not like particularly like super like, you know, patriotic, like wearing, you know, I'm not like wearing a bunch of like American flag style outfits or anything like that, but I do like the uniforms that are kind of based on that. The Philly ones are always, I like a lot of those, and these I like a lot. And there's another one where they are fairly similar to what they're kind of doing today. I mean, they kind of brought those elements back for their, current uniforms, even though they, you know, they're obviously the Wizards now instead of the Bullets. But, you know, these another time where I think they may benefit from being associated with their most successful period.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I picked the current homes are my favorites, because, yeah, it has the elements of the new ones, but it's sort of updated, or the current ones or the classic ones, like you mentioned, but are sort of updated a little bit to fit the modern times in some ways. But I just think they're really simple, but. Simple in the good way sort of look, is, you know, you keep the stripes there, maybe don't go overboard with the stripes, but it's like a half stripe, you know, it's halfway down the uniform. There's a stripe. You got the star. It's like one, you know, big star in the shorts, and then sort of a, you know, blue and red stripes down the short sides. I just think it's a really good classic sort of, I'm saying classic a lot as well, but I really like their current look. I think it's really fits with the franchise. It fits with being in Washington, and it fits with their history as well, which I think, again, is an important thing that you mentioned, that sort of not going so far away from what was your most classic, or God damn it, I'm going to stop saying classic, but, you know, your most like well-known, or your most, you know, your best period. Again, I think that's always an important thing, is to sort of trace back to that, because people are always going to have good thoughts about that, especially if, you know, Wizards history being what it was, you know, a rebrand away from the Gilbert Arenas years and that sort of years is always a really good idea. And I really think this was a great, great idea from them.
Yeah. They had some nice threads that they bring back, you know, with the retro ones every once in a while, the early 70s Baltimore Bullets. They at like, you know, those orange ones, kind of Baltimore Orioles style uniforms. Like some of those have been good. Like they have the right, I think a muted enough orange color where it doesn't come off as like really, you know, bright and obnoxious. Like it's muted enough where it comes off fairly well. And I think the whites with the orange trim look nice as well. So I think for the next team, we agree. And I think you probably have stronger feelings on this, so I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah, so my favorite, as well as you, is the 1974-85. I chose the road.
Yes. We're talking about Chicago Bulls, by the way.
Yeah, so sorry, the Bulls. Yeah. And this is like, for people that know, it's the cursive Chicago logo. It's the Chicago logo on the front. Pretty much everything else stays fairly similar. The numbers on the back, you know, you got the white number, you know, the black or the white player name, the black number with the white outline there. And the shorts are pretty largely unchanged. It's kind of that diamond with the bull in the middle. So that's one thing that the Bulls have always sort of stayed relatively consistent with a lot of their branding. But the big part is that Chicago on the front in the cursive, I think, is just awesome. And they've never really been able to recreate that, nor, you know, obviously with the Jordan period, it's going to be hard to do like a radical uniform change because people are so ingrained with that uniform. But I really, really, really like the cursive one. And they bring it back from time to time. And I just love when they do it. I see it and I just, my heart melts. It's the best. It's so
good. And that's the same as the White Sox uniforms wear. That's basically the same Chicago strip, right?
Very similar. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's like, I think there's like some mild, but yeah, for the most part, especially with the O, like the O is the big part. It's like that weird, like kind of loopy O. I don't know how, when you see it visually, you can sort of understand what I'm saying. It's got a little curl in there a bit, but yeah, no, that's a big reason probably why I enjoyed it as well. Cause being a White Sox fan, you know, that's a Chicago logo that I always sort of identify with.
And for people to know, I'm also a White Sox fan. So
yes, there you go.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, the Bulls have pretty much had a very similar look for their entire history since their expansion season. I mean, they really, other than the lettering a little bit on some of their uniforms, they basically maintained a consistent style for 50 years now. So, which is interesting for a team that wasn't like one of the original teams. You know, I mean, obviously they were like the 10th team in the league, so they have a lot more history than many teams. But still, it's interesting how consistent they've managed to keep things for their entire run. And speaking of consistent, we have another team, the San Antonio Spurs, of course, began life in the ABA, in fact, as the Dallas Chaparrals. Those looks were nothing particularly special, but once they reached the once San Antonio and the ABA and eventually in the NBA, they've had some very strong and pretty similar type uniforms. My favorite is actually is their 1977 to 82 road uniforms, and I like the fact that they have like instead of a stripe going all the way down the shorts, they have like the triangle at the bottom of the shorts, and they have the Spurs image on there. And I like the instead of having like the really stylized logo that now, I sort of like the just the plain like black and white San Antonio outline, and the number being kind of the same way. I think those are just really neat looking uniforms, and I like their uniforms now are very good as well. I mean, they're almost as strong. I just slightly lean toward the late 70s early 80s look, but like I said, they have a lot of good looks.
Yeah, one of the more consistent looks, all around. It was really hard to find ones that I didn't like. We'll talk about them on our other show. But yeah, it was really hard to find like ones that I generally did not like at all or whatever. The ones that I picked were the 1990 to 2002 road uniforms. I love the black. I think the black just fits so perfect for them. I love the gray, too. This is the one with the gray striped on the side. The Spurs logo, I could kind of do without that logo. Like you said, I like the sort of classic either San Antonio or just the classics. Yeah, but I with the spur as the U, it is what it is. But they have the logo on the bottom of the shorts as well, which is I like the logo on its own. I don't necessarily like it as the U, but other than that, I really, really just like these logos. And like I said, it's just a nice, perfect look for the Spurs. I think the black and the silver just perfectly encapsulate that franchise, and how we remember it as well. So.
Next, we have the Seattle Supersonic to Oklahoma City Thunder. As we mentioned, the Oklahoma City Thunder things are all garbage, so we're definitely team signs.
All really bad. Why are they so bad? Far, I mean, how long have they been in the league now? And they legitimately have never had a uniform that, like, they look like creator, you know, they look like you played like a basketball video game and that was the default uniform you got. And you're like, all right, that's cool. And then, like, they come with these alternates, and they're even worse. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They make a good uniform. Like, come on.
Right.
Like, these orange things that they're wearing now are, oh,
God. I actually don't hate those as much as I dislike their normal stuff, but it's not good, you know. I like the – if the colors were slightly different, I would like it better.
I'll give you that, yeah. The orange is for me. But, yeah, otherwise, their normal uniforms are just garbage.
Right. Yes. No, absolutely. So, yes, the Sonics have some excellent looks, a few bad looks as well, but we'll get to those later. We both agreed on the best uniform, which is the basically the uniform goes from like 78-ish to 95. I think it slightly changed around 86. I think the letters maybe were a little bit smaller and more tightly together, but basically it's that same style. They're of course green and gold, and they have the white stripe in the middle of both of the front and the back with the lettering of the team name or the player's name on the back. And yeah, just a very, you know, sleek, classic, standout style. What do you have to add about those, Rich?
Yeah, you know the uniforms we're talking about. I think a lot of it is sort of the warm fuzzies that we mentioned of just having the memories of that Sonics team. But they're just good uniforms. I think they just represent that franchise and that team very well. You know, have the great logo on the shorts too, like the half basketball with the skyline in it, which is just an unbelievably great logo that I it pains me that we don't have right now, but maybe someday soon we'll get it back. But I love the white on this uniform. Really breaks up the green, because if it was just green altogether, it'd be a little bit too much. It'd be maybe a little too Celtics-y. So this gives them a little bit of identity, the half circle there with the Sonics filled in, and just the color scheme is great too. I just really like the gold and green combo, like you mentioned. But yeah, it's just a really, really good uniform.
Yeah. And I these are not quite as good, but I thought they were worth mentioning. Their original uniforms, which debuted in 68, their first season, and then lasted through the mid 70s, I think maybe 75, but I'm not 100% sure. They are they have like a cool script, and they have like a star as the eye above the eye. The dot of the eye is a star. And then they off of the S, they have sort of like this, I don't know, not exactly like a lightning bolt, but they have this just like kind of like this jagged line kind of coming through. And then they have the number below it. And then they have like a yellow stripe at the top of the shorts. And it looks good, especially with the socks. If like in this picture, the player has like yellow is white socks, but then it's like a yellow stripe on like the top, and it matches really well. And they have
a good accessory
trim. Yeah. So I thought these were neat. I had never really noticed these before, you know, kind of looking through, because you can find the, you know, every uniform through the 80s and into the 70s fairly well. But once you kind of get before that, sometimes it's a little spotty. So these had never kind of come across my radar before, but in doing the research, and it was difficult to track down exactly what years they had these. And they had sort of like a plain uniform for a couple years before they went into, you know, their classic look that we talked about before. But anyway, these worth a mention, you know, fun stuff. So another that we agreed on, the Indiana Pacers, and we both decided that their ABA version of their jerseys, I couldn't exactly track down the year. They definitely were there sometime between 69 and 75. The exact years I couldn't quite figure out, but...
And they have an alternate or like a throwback that they wear these pretty often. Yes. I know vividly. I remember Paul George wearing these a couple times as well. So you've likely seen them before.
Yeah, and they basically have like they have a yellow stripe on the side, and then they have a blue stripe that goes along underneath the neck and then curves over to the same side as the yellow stripe, and then they have just, you know, Pacers on the front in blue, and then they have the number in blue outlined in yellow. And
it's a bold move to have that blue stripe, you know, go all the way through to the other sleeve or whatever. It's just really cool. It's like something that's risk, but it really, really pays off. It just makes this uniform look great.
Yeah. The other one that I was, and I wouldn't say that these are quite my favorite, but these are another one that I hadn't really ever seen before, but it was like their 77 to 81, home uniforms. Like the thing that I kind of liked in the, like they have Pacers across it and the P, they have like a, like an image of a hand with like a basketball on it, like making the hole in the P. And I know that was kind of neat. They weren't really that special. Anyway, I do like them generally having the white uniforms where they have like a yellow accent rather than trying to have a dominant yellow heavy jersey, which you talked about not being a fan of either. So in their case, I think those are kind of their best options. So they've had decent looks throughout most of their history. I mean, they've had a couple of bad ones, which we'll talk about, but for the most part, they tend to have like, you know, either good or fairly good uniforms, despite not necessarily having the best elements for that. So next we have the Houston Rockets, my choice was their 1977 to 1995, Red Road uniforms, the uniforms they won their championships in, the classic, red and, with yellow trim and, white numbers, the Houston at sort of a, slant, I don't know how you describe that text exactly. Is there a way you describe
it? It's odd text. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what name that one
it's
is.
It's sort of, yeah, I mean, it's sort of like futuristic, but also like, you know, like a little bit, I don't know, it's sort of curvy.
Like what the 60s thought the 2000s was going to be like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, yes.
Like it'd be at the Epcot Center. Yes. Like it'd title something at the Epcot Center,
right?
For sure.
That is a good way of putting it.
When you have robot waiters, like it's like the thing that gets that, you know, in 2005, all restaurants will be staffed completely by robots. Like,
yes, if only.
Right.
So yeah, that's my choice.
The ones I picked, and I really like yours too, but you know, for the sake of argument, I'm going to pick a little bit of a different one, which I really do like these ones as well, the 2010 to present, but alternate ones. I think there's these specific alternate ones that I really, really enjoy. They're the red ones with the yellow trim on the side. I don't know why, but I've always really liked these. I think it's a great look for Houston. I kind of wish this was always the road uniforms. I think the yellow is a nice little throwback to the ones that you mentioned and their old, you know, logo and old color scheme or whatever, because they've really gotten away from that orange or that yellow, the gold or whatever you want to call it, between, you know, really like ever since, you know, they got rid of those uniforms that you were talking about. They really just kind of went heavy on the red and the white. But, you know, you have the slanted Houston again. It's in a little bit of a different font as well. It's not really a futuristic again, but I just really like that one. And I think the little logo, it's the little, you know, rocket logo, the current one that they've used for a long, long time, right above the player name as well. I just think they're really sleek uniforms. And I like the callback to, you know, the gold or the yellow or whatever from their prior years as well. So that's always a big reason for me that I've liked those.
I like the size of on mine. I like the size of the number in the back. The number is like big and prominent in the.
Oh, it's huge! Yeah, it's Texas. Yeah. It's got to be big. Yeah, right? I'm sure that's what in the meeting they're like, you got to make it a big number. It's Texas.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything's bigger in Texas. They're like, okay, all right, pitch guy.
Fair enough. Don't get too excited.
But you know, they were like, oh, let's make it a little. He's like, no, bigger. Like,
because we yeah, know. It's got to be the whole uniform, that big number. next we have the Denver Nuggets, and we both picked very similar uniforms. I went with the classic skyline, rainbow skyline uniform, with the Nuggets script underneath it, and the number very small above it to the right, and the rainbow in the back. The difference is that mine has the green trim and the green waistband, and yours has the dark blue. But
A little bit more rainbow. I think mine has a purple. I don't know if yours has a purple. No, it does. Yeah, but your purple's a little deeper. Mine's a little lighter.
Okay.
It's very minor. Yeah. I mean, it's like minute differences. But yeah, I got rid of the green.
Yeah.
Got the blue and added a little bit brighter of a purple.
Yeah, you have a blue number in the back, and my number in the back is yellow. So
right.
Yes.
But by and large, very similar, but really, really cool uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, just,
I like
you kind of knew when we were going to pick that we probably were going to pick these.
Right. Yeah. Now, I will say that like by 93, I could definitely see like feeling like, OK, these are played.
Oh, no, these had to go. No, these, yeah, that, so, yeah, no. I don't know if the Pooh Brown would have been my choice, but they had to go.
Yeah. So I understand the necessity.
You
for
can't walk out
in this case.
But, yeah, in 1996, you cannot have like Robert Pack drop 35 with, you know, wearing these uniforms.
It's just probably not going to work out. So well, yeah, I
Though Dikembe would have been nice in them, but that's all right.
Yeah, well, I think he would have worn them for a year before.
Yeah,
I think he wore them. I think he debuted before they changed, but it would have been like a year or so. I can't guarantee that without looking it up. But we're just gonna go ahead and go.
I don't know if I've ever seen him in those, but I'm sure you're right. I mean, the timing sounds right because you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't ever.
Well, now we're gonna look it up. Here.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. No, he had him.
Nice. Okay, he did have him. So there you go.
Oh, he looks great in them. No, they should have kept him. I
there you go. Now we're yeah. Well, you know, it was the early 90s. We made some silly decisions in the early.
But these ones, the ones that they moved to were just so
yeah,
weird.
they were just bland and I kind of get what they were going with, but it just didn't. It was a mesh. We'll talk more about them later. So
yeah, exactly.
So next we have the New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets. My choice is their 1978 to 1990 home uniform, which have the red, white, and blue elements that I like a lot. They have the blue stripes on the side, white stars, red line next to it, red lettering, slightly off-center number on the front, which I think is a cool element. And Dr. J wore these, of course. He wore something similar because these date to 78, but I don't think the uniforms before then were essentially the same. I think maybe they're not tracked here on, which by the way, we should have mentioned off the top, but a lot of these we're getting from, Chris Creamer's, sportslogos.net, which is, you know, basically your essential, uniform database, history, website. We looked at a few of the places there, but the majority of stuff that we got was, from that website, which is an indispensable resource. And you should definitely spend a lot of time there. So, how about you, Rich?
Yeah, I picked the current Brooklyn Nets look. I really love the black. Like, that's one thing for me I really, really enjoy when you can make that your primary color and really just hone in on it. Like, I really love these ones. Like, the moment they debuted them, I was like, yep, these are among my favorite uniforms in the entire league. I just think the white, it's very simplistic, and I think that's perfect considering where they've kind of went and where they've gone and all that sort of stuff. I really love
them. I like them, too. I don't love the Nets shield on the shorts. I wish if they just had that ball on the bottom of the shield, I think that would be in it, and that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a weird. Yeah, that's one thing.
It's a minor detail. I mean,
you talk about that B. They have the B with the ball right on the back of the uniform, right above the player name or whatever, which I think is a really sleek look, and that's really kind of all you would need in a lot of ways. Yeah. And maybe you might not even need that logo on the shorts at all.
Yeah,
but otherwise, yeah, no, I just really like the black, you know, outline, the black or the white outline, the black, you know, base, and just keep it very, very simple in a lot of ways. And that's just a great, great redesign.
For the one thing they've done well is in their aesthetic. Since they've moved, the uniforms they have, even like the sleeved ones they have, I don't mind so much. Like they have the Brooklyn Dodgers grays, which gray uniforms except for that one, and they have like ones that harken back to the Nets uniforms that I really like, but they're black and white. They have sleeves, but they have the black stripes on the side. But otherwise, they're a similar design and aesthetic. So for all the faults the Nets have had since the Brooklyn move, and they are many, the design has been very nice for basically all their uniforms since then. So. So next we have the Phoenix Suns. My choice was their uniforms from basically from 1969, 1991. I think there may have been some small changes over the years to them, but, they have on the shorts, on the sides, they have the big orange Suns, Sun logo on it with the Suns written on them. They have, you know, other than that element, they're pretty simple and pretty, basic. I think those colors work well with that, like, amount of, like, they just have like the right amount of colors for, you know, all the different elements, and the, everything looks good. I mean, it's another kind of simple, basic, uniform, but I think it just works really well with their history. And then they do have some other good ones as well. Like, even like their 90s redesign, I didn't mind too much other than the black alternates, which are terrible.
Yeah.
And the ones now that they have are pretty much fine. They kind of had a bad period in the 2000s, but,
Yeah, the Nash era is mired by some really,
those aren't great, but yeah, they do. You know, they've had for again for elements. You know, purple is not my favorite color, but they've managed to make things work pretty well. Some of their alternates now are not great either, but overall, they have a pretty good a decent design aesthetic.
Yeah, and I like the current ones, and that's what my pick was. Yeah. 2014 to current Road ones. I like the purple. And this, like you said, purple's a tough draw, but they at least make it work, I think.
Yes.
And I just like the orange, the accents of the orange. The Phoenix, they have like an actual legitimate like Phoenix wings on the shorts. Those I could probably do without, and yeah. I think they'd probably look a lot better without those.
If they have the sunburst on the bottom that they had.
Right, yeah, the sunburst or nothing, but the wings are really, really weird. Yeah. But I like kind of the homage to the old Sun logo, like the 90s Sun logo that we know of, like kind of the Sun streak afterwards.
Yeah.
They sort of have that going into the numbers as well in white, which I think is pretty cool. And I like the color scheme a lot. And I just think it's the best day I think they've done yet with the purple and orange scheme that they kind of have. But I like yours as well. Yours is kind of a real good one as well. But I really do like these current ones. But like you said, some of the alternates of these current ones are pretty terrible. Yeah,
the orange are okay, although they could use maybe a tiny bit of purple instead of just being black. Yeah, the blacks aren't good. The grays aren't good.
No, the blacks are horrible.
The whites are fine. Maybe could use a little purple in those too, but just a tiny bit. But but I agree with you as far as the current ones, you definitely made the best choice. So, next is the Milwaukee Bucks, and I am going to go with their present, redesigned, uniforms, the green and, cream, colors, great colors. The text looks great. They're not too busy, but they have good elements going on. I mean, they are really great looking and just a modern, fresh look. They kind of have that like college vibe a little bit, especially in like their some of their logos. I think those are like a really standout, great job making a really interesting, sleek uniform while doing a great job of like acknowledging their history and like getting like the best elements of what they had.
Yeah, I really, really love the current ones. I thought it was one of the best redesigns that an NBA team has done with their jerseys in quite a long time. And I like the cream aspect is really good, too. Not the white going with the cream, which is a huge thing as well, being the cream city, Milwaukee or whatever. Just really, really nice little small thing that someone, probably thought of. And it's so long overdue for Milwaukee, who's had a lot of really not great uniforms, but had a lot of really good ones, too. And my pick was the 1979 86 home uniforms, and that's you're probably familiar with these ones in a lot of ways. They have the stripes, the green sort of down the sides, but a sort of the pattern where you get from the dark green to the light green to the white or whatever. I just think it's a really, really cool thing, and they got away from those, and I never know why. And the current ones actually have a little bit of an homage to that, where it's I think it goes from a light blue to a cream to a black or whatever.
Right.
But I just really love the streak. The one thing I don't really love the Bucks on the front, the naming of it. It's kind of like in this kind of cheesy font. But by and large, I really just like these uniforms. I like the elements of the green and the red, and that's one of my favorite things the Bucks have ever had is sort of the elements of the green, the elements of the red, and working with those together. Prior to them going nuts with the purple, but yeah, I just really, really love these.
Yeah, I like some of their '70s ones pretty well too. Especially like their original road with basically just the basic green and a little bit of like red like accent and mm-hmm. like a little bit of red around. White lettering. I like the Milwaukee, and then I also like sort of the mid '70s one when they had like the they kind of like the King style like curved Bucks and Milwaukee decks. Like they did a nice job of like again they like used like the right amount of like red and green in those pretty well, and the '80s ones are fine as well. Once they kind of went, once the late 80s hit and they sort of just went with the green for a while, and then especially when they introduced the purple, that just
the purple just killed
went really badly for a while. So yeah, they've been back to their last uniforms looked okay once they got rid of the purple, but
I like those. I like the last ones they had a lot, but this redesign is
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So next we have the Portland Trail Blazers, my favorite of theirs is the 1986 to 91 Black Road uniforms. The elements then are pretty similar to the ones that they use now, but they use different. They use a different script for the Blazers on the very front. They use kind of a white now instead of using a and they used Portland now instead of using Blazers. They used a red then, and I just like I said, they're not too dissimilar other than that. They still have the, you know, kind of the slanted red and white stripes and so forth. But I think those kind of stand out to me. I like the black is tricky because I like a lot of black uniforms, but you have to use color in exactly the right way, I think.
Yeah.
Like you're not too much, definitely not the wrong color. And these have a lot of color, but they use it like quite well. You know, it's the perfect complementary colors, and they, you know, just it balances really well. So I think these are my favorite in their history.
And the ones I picked are almost identical to the ones you picked, but one big difference, I have the 80-85 road ones, and basically, you know, where the black is, you have the red instead. And I really like the Blazers red for whatever reason. I've just always been really, really attracted to it. I don't know if it's a different red than the other ones. It's just, I don't know, it just seems to fit with them so perfect. And it's the same elements, you know, where red was in yours is black in mine, and where, you know, black was in yours, red is in mine. It's just very, very similar elements. I mean, a lot of the same stuff that you mentioned I love about these ones, but I just really, really have a fondness for the redness of these ones. And I don't know why. I usually don't like big red uniforms, but for whatever reason, these ones just kind of, I've always sort of been attracted to.
Yeah, those are really good too. I like those a lot. And yeah, you're right. It is almost like it could almost be way too much, but it's a nice color of red that works, you know, pretty well and doesn't, is like totally obnoxious. So the next are the Los Angeles Clippers / Buffalo Braves. I am going with the 85 to 87 road uniforms, which were dark blue, had some red trim and white lettering. I like the sort of Clippership theme of like the script. The C is very big, and then in the lettering in the numbers, it has like these. You're coming out, it just has like these little like knots coming out. This is reminiscent like a, you know, of a ship where you're, you know, I don't know, just it's sort of the design and the lettering of a ship. It just goes back to kind of old pirate time or whatever. So I like these. I mentioned a lot that you're not a really big fan of the Clippers aesthetic for the most part, but I actually have not generally minded their uniforms until the current batch. But but it isn't necessarily like a aesthetic that's like stood out and been like fantastic either. It's more just been like, yeah, you know, okay, good enough, but not really.
That was
like
the problem for me is when I'm trying to. Chances. Yeah, when I'm trying to pick the best, I'm trying to really try to find one that I really like. And I just had trouble finding one that I said, yes, that's great. Or, oh, I really like that one. Like, everything was just okay. It was just fine, like you said. But it was so hard for me to say, yes, this is absolutely the one I picked. And it's kind of just was a war of attrition. I went with the 2011-2015 homes. I don't really know why I particularly enjoy these. It's just, of all the ones, they were kind of the best that I saw. I really have just never been a big fan of their jerseys on any level. And they were stuck for so long with what I thought was just a painfully boring one, which was just kind of like, it just said Clippers on it. And then, like, that was it. You know what I mean? Like, the ones that they had in the 90s, it's so hard to describe what those were or whatever. And they were so late to getting a redesign. And even when they did a redesign, it was just kind of, they were just there. I don't know. But these ones I thought were okay. You have a script logo on the front and a little bit of the sleeve design, but the design down the sides. But yeah, for the most part, I just really had a tough time picking my favorites. Yeah. I didn't like any of them.
They're honestly not that different from the Hawks uniforms.
No, exactly. Yeah, that might be what it is. Yeah, they're very, very similar to those Hawks uniforms from last year. You're right. They do look very similar.
I had never thought about that before, but yeah, they do. You know, even similar colors. I mean, they're different shades, but yeah. When they did do a redesign, it was like incorporating like the worst elements possible. But we'll get to that. That's a teaser. The other one that I sort of liked, it was one of the old Buffalo Braves uniforms. They had for a while in the early 70s, they had I didn't really like the road uniforms, but the homes, which were white, and then they had like orange and brown stripes kind of going along, sort of like at an angle from because of the armpit down to the shorts, and then on the left side they had the number and then the team name underneath it, and then they had this kind of this cool Buffalo Braves logo underneath it. They were different. I wouldn't like them all the time, but it's like an alternate. They're kind of fun and funky, and they're a little bit different. They went to like a very blue, like a light blue, and in the late 70s, which I kind of like when they're better known for, you know, kind of the Bob McAdoo years when they were, you know, good for a little while before they moved to San Diego. Those are okay, but those I don't really like. It's just too light of a blue. It just kind of comes off. It's just not a good color. But yeah, it's not the best uniform history there. Not the best basketball history there either.
No, yeah, it fits quite well.
Yes. So next we have the Cleveland Cavaliers. My choice for best, and this kind of surprised me, but I went with the Rhodes from 1970 to 74. Their original uniforms, the wine and gold, the gold lettering, and then the C makes like a has the C, and then it extends further out, and it's like a feather that's like underneath the rest of the text. And I like the cursive Cavaliers looking, and then I just think these have like a lot of nice elements. They brought these back or brought back similar uniforms. In fact, the ones they have now aren't that different, other than the lettering's different. But I these are nice, and these are it's okay. I just think these have like a nice aesthetic, and even though I'm kind of a big fan of their 80s uniforms as well, this is sort of my this ended up being my choice overall.
Yeah, my pick, the 84 to 87 homes, and they brought them back a little bit in the mid 90s as well, and that's the what I would consider one of the best Cavs logos, is the V being the basket with the ball, you know, on top of it or whatever. Really, just like that logo a lot. And these ones are a little bit different because they have ones that they wear now, which I love. They're like my favorite uniforms they ever have, which use that logo but use the gold and wine, or the wine and gold color scheme like you mentioned. Those are so good. I wish they would just wear those every single time. I think it's just such a great logo, and you included a picture in our Google Doc of, unfortunately, Shaq in his Cavs uniforms, but LeBron's there, and LeBron looks great, and Shaq even looks great in it. It's just like really, really cool, slick uniforms that I wish they would wear all the time. But mine are the, you probably remember them a lot of ways as, you know, kind of the late 80s ones. You remember them fairly.
Yeah, Mark Price.
You know, those, and the original. Yeah. You know, Mark Price and Brad. Yeah, exactly. You kind of remember those guys in there. And it's those uniforms, the ones with the V as the basket, the ball on top, but then orange and blue is the kind of the primary colors. But I think it's just a really good color scheme for them as well. Even though I love the wine and gold a little bit better, but I couldn't really find a wine and gold that I liked quite as much, but they have these alternates now that they wear that are very similar to what I think, but with that wine and gold, which I really wish they would wear and are probably one of my favorites. But these are the ones that I picked because I do enjoy the orange and blue color.
I agree with you. If I were going to pick something for them today, and they probably can't do it because they'd have to redesign them, but the style that you chose in the wine and gold would be the choice. It's perfect, and that logo is a terrific logo. The only reason I didn't pick the 80s ones is because I think those colors are too close to the Knicks colors. That's the only reason why I just think that they're still really good, and that logo is great. But I think that the great compromise we've described would be perfect for them if they were, you know, going to change it up again. But I guess they can throw those in as throwbacks enough where, you know, there's no reason for them to do that. I do really dislike the current ones they use that are like but they're like navy, and then they have like a dark maroon like lettering. Like those are real.
Oh yeah, ugly. Yeah.
They wear those a lot too, and it's like, what? LeBron must like them or something. I don't know, but
I'm sure that's actually what it is.
Yeah. So next we have the Utah Jazz, and we actually agree. So I will let you describe.
All right. Yeah, my favorites are they're kind of the current ones they have. I really like them. The 2011 to present. You know, they have the elements of the green, which I think is an important thing that Utah got away from, is the green element of their jersey, which I really enjoy. I think it's a nice little touch. But it's got the deep blue, kind of the I don't know what you'd say, maybe a royal blue. I don't know what that color is exactly, but it's a nice deep blue, kind of a purplish blue, but not purple, because we'll talk about they got nuts with the purple like everybody did in the 90s, and it looked terrible for them. Even though they've had purple jerseys in the past that weren't awful, but the 90s ones were just obnoxious. But, you know, you got the classic sort of Jazz logo as well, with the basketball at the end of the note. But I really just like, I love that green number. I think that really brings it all together. And the trim on the jersey is nice too. It's that deep blue with a little bit of a yellow outline. It's just really sleek uniforms, really nice. And I kind of hope they keep these for a while, at least when they ascend to goodness, which I believe they're on their way to doing. But I just think they're nice classic ones, and I think they fit real well with the Jazz and their history as well.
Yeah, I like the note at the bottom too on the shorts. Those are
Nice.
So that's one of the better logos with, you know, the J and the note. That's a perfect thing. You know, and of course some people really hate the fact that there's a Utah Jazz out there, but I love the incongruity between the city and the sports team name. I always think that's a fun little, you know,
Los Angeles Lakers. Like,
right,
on,
exactly. Yeah.
Like, so, like, who cares?
Yeah.
I find that hilarious. I find it great. The Los Angeles Dodgers. I mean, maybe what are they dodging in Los Angeles? Yeah.
I guess maybe the fact that they moved to Utah and they weren't in New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans is a team now, so it doesn't really matter so much, but you know, back then it's sort of like maybe you feel like it's an insult to New Orleans, but whatever, not that important.
I don't mind it either. Yeah. So
the my choice for Dallas Mavericks is their 1994 to 2001 road uniforms, which were which were blue and then had a light green trim, white lettering with a green outline around the lettering. And then had on the shorts, they had the old Mavericks logo with the green ball, the blue M on top of it, and the cowboy hat on top of the M.
The cowboy hat is such a good logo. I love that logo so much.
That's a great logo. So the early Jason Kidd years with his first go around with the Mavericks, and Jim Jackson and Jamal Mashburn, that era. They had similar ones before them, but they were green, which were also pretty good. I think we talked about those before on we're both big fans of those. So those are nice. And you know, their uniforms basically have actually generally been strong for pretty much their entire history. They haven't really had like too many bad ones. They had those infamous like ones that looked like trash bags.
But
other than that, you know, as far as uniforms,
the P. Diddy trash bags. Yeah, those were terrible. Yeah. But by that, I mean, that was an alternate. That wasn't like, hey, we're going to wear these all year.
They were once. So, yeah, it's anything they've worn with any regularity has looked pretty good. So,
yeah. My pick is the 2011 to present road uniforms, which what I love about them is they got away from, you know, because they had that deep blue. They're kind of the dark blue road uniforms for so long. And then they got to sort of the lighter blue. They kept that deep blue in like the naming and a little bit of the, you know, the side trim or whatever, but got to a lighter blue, which I thought just fit them perfect, because that deep blue goes, it was kind of hard on the eyes. And this is a nice, you know, better contrasting blue and that sort of stuff. And I just, I really like these ones, but it's like we said, there's a lot of really good uniforms they've had in the recent history. So it's hard to pick, you know, one out of those. Number two would definitely be the ones that you picked, but I really enjoy their current roads. I think they're just a nice, nice solid uniform.
Yeah. I like the great numbers on their uniforms. They never really stood out to me before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always fun.
Those are kind of nice. It's a nice element. So, next we have Miami Heat, and I chose their 1989-1999 home uniforms. They're white with they have the Heat script with the little flame coming from the top of the T, and then the super outlined numbers. And I think we both chose similar ones.
I picked the same ones, alternate, where basically the color's red.
Yeah,
as opposed to, you know, you have whites,
even,
I have
the, yeah, even orangish. It's an orange
fire. It's a fire red. Yeah,
I would come close to picking that as well. I think I just want to be a little bit different, but and the whites looked pretty good. So those were pretty standout uniforms, and their uniforms now are fine. But
it's weird that a franchise like Miami, which we'd assume would be very kind of over the top in a lot of ways, just because the city they live in and all that sort of stuff, have had very like conservative uniforms. Like, they've kind of stayed the course on the same uniforms for a while. You know, when they've changed, they've been very sort of minor changes. Yeah. I'm just surprised. I thought that a bunch of teams would have just been crazy.
Yeah, one, maybe that might be Pat Riley, you think, since he's been there for 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And two, they've had a lot of crazy alternates. I mean, they've had like, you know, they've had
made
like Floridians, yeah, like rainbow ones, and
that one was awesome. So.
Yeah, and like pink ones, and so they've kind of gone crazy with the alternates. So maybe that's kind of how they've had that expression. Mm-hmm. You know,
the whiteout ones and stuff like that. Yeah. I guess they've done that. I guess you're.
Yeah, they had some recent combat ones, which actually looked, for considering those usually look terrible, those actually looked okay. So.
Those were okay. On a scale of combat uniforms, they were okay.
I mean, they were great for combat uniforms. For regular uniforms.
Yeah, by and large, I don't know if I liked them, but yeah, in terms of the case that they got, you know.
Yeah. So next we have we put the Bobcats and original the basically any Charlotte year NBA team. So, you know, Hornets, Bobcats, years, and we picked the, or I picked rather the original Hornets home uniforms, the pinstripes and you know, the teal, but this was the teal that worked, and I guess it's more a little more bluer than teal. So but anyway, the you know, led to a lot of experimenting with NBA uniforms. They didn't always go well, but these are, you know, pretty classic looking, inspired their current look. I think these are a little bit better than their current look, but you know, it's definitely it takes a lot of elements that maybe shouldn't necessarily work together, but for whatever reason they do. And another time where, like, you know, they had Larry Johnson, they were kind of a cool team for a while, and you know, that certainly probably helps my
starter jackets. I mean, everybody had the starter jacket. It helped.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones I picked, the current ones, I really like their current uniforms because they bring some of the elements that you mentioned that you liked about those, the stripes, not as much, they don't go as heavy, but they did the side stripe.
Yeah.
With similar colors, with the teal and the purple, and it's like a deeper purple now than it was then. But no, I just really like the current ones. I think they're conservative, but they give enough of an homage to the classic Hornets in terms of colors and stripes and some of the elements as well that I think really works. But no, I think they have really good uniforms right now. It's unfortunate their team is so like kind of boring. I don't know, boring. I don't know what
they're
it is.
They're this year at least, though.
That's they've at least changed.
They're at least more fun to watch. What do you think of the stripes being on one side?
That is kind of weird. I never, when I was looking at it, it took me a while before I really noticed it. It's odd. I don't.
Yeah, I
kind of like it though. I don't know.
They'd be on both sides, but it's okay if you like have like a stripe going from one side to the other. If you have them sort of like dominant on one side, but I feel like if it's just on one side, it looks a little weird. So I don't know. I'm not crazy about that, but other than that, I think they're good. So. And now the Hornets Pelicans in New Orleans years. So, going from, you know, whatever that 2002 or 2003 to present. So I picked the Pelicans red alternates, which I don't like fantastic, but I think are pretty solid. It's a nice color red. You know, it has some, it has like navy blue, like side, sort of like an, I like sort of the like triangle shape where it's kind of, I don't know, I kind of feel like that's sort of a New Orleans imagery. I'm not really sure why, but I just kind of feel like that fits a little bit of like a little bit like the, you know, the some of the iconography or whatever from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the pelican bird swooping at the bottom. But other than that, I think these are solid, nothing spectacular, but they're, you know, given the choices, which are not awesome.
Yeah, the choices are bad. And that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I had to go with the 2003, 2005 road uniforms because I just didn't really like a lot of what they had. And these are very basic ones. Yeah. They're kind of that deep teal color, a little bit of the yellow, a little bit of the purple,
yeah.
Kind of a darker purple. There wasn't a whole lot to choose from.
I mean, these are okay.
Kind of the early
fall
years, so.
Yeah, these are okay. I mean, these are, of course, obviously they're transferring from Charlotte, so they're similar uniforms to that. They didn't –
Right, yeah. So if you think of the last Charlotte uniforms, that's basically what these – in a lot of ways are a little bit of different elements, but yeah, I just really had a tough time picking any of these. I don't know if there were any that I really loved all that much.
Yeah. So, next is the Orlando Magic, and I chose, I actually changed my choice. Originally I was going to go with the black, the 1990-94 black pinstripe, but then I decided I actually like the blue pinstripe a little bit better. I love the Orlando script in the front with the star for the A. You know, these obviously association with the Shaq and Penny teams. The the stars on the shorts I think are pretty awesome. I just think these are really just really good looking. Really, you know, both like elegant and stylish and sleek, but you know, like for the time they were modern and now they kind of feel classic. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never really, interestingly enough, I've never really liked any of the Orlando jerseys. Even as a kid, I'd never really liked those. I don't know why. There was just something about them that always irked me. I just don't know if I like the pinstripes.
Yeah, I know you're not as big of a pinstripe fan as I am.
I mean, yeah, I think
I'm
it's
not
the
pinstripe always a
pinstripe
fan. They don't always work, but I think, you know, they work here and they work pretty well for Charlotte. So, but
that became a little bit of an issue when I had to pick my best because a lot of Orlando's jerseys have the pinstripes. So I kind of went with, I believe it's their black alternates that they wore late 2000s. I think they have changed now. I don't know if they still wear them, but they're very similar to what they wear now. But it's essentially just Orlando, you know, black with white pinstripes, blue on the sides. I won't say that I love them. I really don't. It's just I don't know if there were many that I really loved all that much. So, yeah, this is a bit of one that I would almost do a pass on because I've really not liked any of Orlando's jerseys ever.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Sorry.
That's okay. I don't feel like you need to have a strong opinion all the time, Rich. You know, I know we got a podcast. I know we got to, you know, rally these people up and have these arguments. But it's okay. I don't want you to force it. Next is the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we both picked the same uniform. I will let you take it away.
Yeah, the 1990-2006.
Actually, I think it was 96. I think it's the type.
Oh, 96. Sorry. Yeah, 2006. I was like, oh, whoa. I didn't know they still wore those. Yes, 96. So I wrote that down. These ones, I really just love these uniforms. It's just the blue with the green, like we mentioned, very similar to kind of the Mavericks and those sort of teams. But it just worked for the Wolves. I thought it was such a perfect color scheme for them. Just a perfect little simple jersey, which fit, I think, with the franchise at the time. It fit with sort of them as a new team kind of coming into the league and that sort of stuff. I just love it. But then you have the really, really awesome old Timberwolves logo, which I really, really, really love. And they have that on the shorts there. But, you know, the front just says Wolves. It's very basic, but I think it fit for that team and that franchise quite well. Not a big fan of what they did in the 2000s. I think I got a way, way too busy. You know, too many trees and that sort of stuff that I didn't really like. They've gotten okay these days, but I really just love this you know, original Timberwolves uniform. And I picked the road, which you did as well. But the homes are just as good as well. I think the blue and the green is just a great, great color scheme.
Yeah, I totally agree. Next we have the Toronto Raptors, and I picked their current uniforms, their redesigned uniforms. I talked a little bit about them earlier, but yeah, they just kind of stripped down some of like the crazier elements that they'd had in the past, and you know, I like the simple Raptor script in the front, like how kind of spaced out and goes over the number, and you know, they're not. I like the little maple leaf at the in the front of the shorts, you know, the logo at the bottom, sort of the raptor claw.
Yeah,
it's a very small, but you know, it's a subtle enough element where it doesn't stand out too much, but it's there. So I just think these are, you know, especially for what they have to work with, which are not necessarily the best colors and best design elements. I think these are really cool.
Yeah, my pick is one that really, I, you know, in a perfect world, I probably wouldn't pick these ones because they're not that great. But for whatever reason, I've always had a pretty, you know, fondness of them. And I think they're way better than the road uniforms at the time. But I picked the 2000 to 2006 Toronto Raptors home uniforms, which are the heavy whites. You still have a little bit of the purple, both the kind of the reddish purple and then the deep sort of purple that they have. The deep purple's on the sides. With a gray sort of, I don't know what you would call those, kind of a boxy accent mark on those, or maybe diagonals, if you want to say, you know, for the gray diagonals. Really, really just for whatever reason, I've always liked these uniforms. As a kid, I wanted a Vince Carter jersey. And I asked for one for Christmas. I made the horrible decision of not specifying that I was looking for the home new ones. And I opened up my package and I got those hideous road ones with the half of them were purple and the back was black or whatever. But I begrudgingly wore those for a few years because I love Vince Carter. And then he stopped trying. And then I didn't like Vince Carter as much. But now I like Vince Carter again. But I just like the white ones. I don't know why. It's just always been a uniform that I've really liked, you know, in the past. And even today, I still really, really like them.
What a tangled relationship you've had with Vince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Nets years, I was not a fan of the Nets years, but I've learned to love him again. So as many people did, yeah, you know, yeah. A lot of people, I think, you know, took a very, it was bad. I mean, he was one of my favorite, I mean, probably Dirk is probably my favorite, but then Vince was my second favorite, but those last Raptors years were just really bad. Like it's not often where you see a guy like actively not trying to be good. And you're like, come on, man. Like that's knowing how good he was. It was so disappointing too, because he was still in his peak of his career, but you know.
Yeah. We have the same choice for the Memphis Grizzlies, formerly Vancouver Grizzlies. So I'm going to go off script and I'm going to praise the Memphis Sounds throwbacks.
They wore them yesterday.
Yeah, they wore yesterday
or yesterday as we recorded.
Yeah, right, a couple days ago for people listening, and for maybe many years from now, if you've if you're picking this podcast up and. And a few years, but yeah, they just have the beautiful, I mean, they're red, and then they have, they do look a little bit like the Hawks uniforms from the mid 70s as well, and the kind of the similar colors, but they have just the beautiful, the script is just really like, it's just big, and it's cursive, but it's got like, you know, some big, it's like cartoonish, but like in a good way. And the colors are beautiful, and the lines on it are, for a second, it's got, just has some like extra white around the sides. And these are just some great, great, exciting, fun uniforms. Nice that they brought them back. And Curtis Harris wrote a great piece for ProHoopsHistory.com, talking about not really just unifying, kind of the talking about the Memphis music, and talking, it's a little bit of basketball, a little bit about music, a little bit about everything. So you should definitely check that piece out for more context about Memphis. But it almost feels like, wow, this would be like, I mean, I actually like the look they have now, and you know, the Grizzlies kind of just fits a little bit as far as like the tone of their team. But it just seems like, wow, if you're really going to do a rebranding that fit a city, this would be about perfect.
Yeah.
So what are your feelings on the current Grizzlies uniforms?
The current Grizzlies, I like the blue a lot. I like the kind of the sky blue that they've added.
Nice color.
To their color scheme. I think it really, really brought everything together. They still use that dark blue as well, but I think they're very simple, which I think is fine for Memphis. I think that as mentioned, the sky blue sort of stands out and is kind of the first thing your eyes look at. But it's good. And then I like the little logo as well, the little kind of the claw gripping the ball or whatever, which I think is a really cool one as well. And then they have the bear on the front of the shorts too, which I think are nice little elements to keep it sort of, you know, not insane, where, you know, we'll talk about the worst uniforms, which is just like, we are named after bears. Like, here are plenty of bear related things. Like, it doesn't have that, but it's very simple and works, and sort of elegant in a way too. Don't know if I'm in love with the Grizzlies font in the front, but I think it's something that they've sort of lived with for a while. It's sort of the line art,
fine,
but it works for them. It really does.
Fine. Yeah, it's not like fantastic, but it's cool. I mean, it works fine. You know, it's not like a positive, but it's not a huge negative either. So,
right, agreed.
Yes. So, all right. Well,
that's it.
That's it. Those are all.
There's no 30 expansion teams. Come on.
Yeah. I guess the NBA just gonna have to expand soon, so we'll have more teams to talk about. But yes. So thanks everyone for checking us out. We'll have another show on the worst, our least favorite all time uniforms by team, coming up in about a week. You can of course check us out at harbordproxim.com. We are on iTunes, Over and Back, NBA podcast, Classic NBA podcast. Check it out. Also, the HB Network feed. Also, we'll have our shows and also the other great HP network shows. Go to overandbacknba.com for our forums to talk about classic basketball. Follow us on Twitter at overandbacknba, Facebook at the same address, and that's about it. So thanks everyone for checking us out. We'll be back again soon.